here we go. This is the storyline. Rockets play defense.
You worry about the shot. You worry about the rebound here, Jim. We saw Leo in the 1A semifinal day score on a putback. It got to be one shot.
17.6 remaining. Hales does not have any timeouts remaining. And no pressure in the backcourt. They'll inbound it to Wardlow. They get it to him. Here we go. Game on the line. Hales down one. Rockets playing defense. 12 seconds remaining. Here's Wardlow on a dribble drive. To the glass. Gives it up for Trice. He scores it. 6 seconds remaining. Rockets call a timeout with 5 seconds remaining. Wardlow created the play. Rockets have the full length of the floor to go. 5.1 remaining. And the playmaker Wardlow made the play of the season for them right now as he got it to Trice. Coach, I thought that ball was going to rim out. I really
did. It looked like it did. I'm surprised they didn't foul Trice. Yeah, just a little slow rotating.
Well, here's the interesting thing here is both clubs, this is very imperative here, both clubs have zero timeouts remaining.
Yeah.
So this is a big situation here on being able to get the ball in, and then you never know how they're going to call it in the backcourt.
Yeah.
You know, they've been letting them kind of really go at it.
Well, they not, you know, and you can't count on it. You got to go strong.
Five
seconds is plenty of time, but you got to get it bound. It may be a trap. You got to get it. You just got to go hard.
5.1 seconds remaining. How about a March Madness miracle in downtown Peoria? Come on,
man. I'll take it.
Here we go. Martin Frakes inbound. He can run the baseline. They have Whiteman set up on the free throw line of the backcourt, and then they have three across with Hillegas, McManus, and Martins. Just don't turn it over.
Yeah.
Let's get a shot here. 5.1 to play, have the full length of the floor to go. Breaks on the inbound. He'll get it to Whiteman. Whiteman in the backcourt. 3 seconds. Spins, falls down. And this game with 1 second, a hit from center.
Yeah!
Knocked away.
45-43. Good. No question. That basket was good.
And the celebration is on. Did the officials leave the court?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah,
they
it
did.
It is good.
The basket was good. No question about it.
The ball was knocked away, and Frakes picked it up and threw it from the center circle, and it goes in.
How about that for your March Madness miracle, Jim?
Unbelievable. 45-43 for the win. But again, what happened was the ball was knocked away from Whiteman as he fell down, and then Frakes picked it up, I'd say beyond center circle, and threw the ball up from half court, and it goes in.
And couldn't have been any closer. Couldn't have been any closer, and I'm sure that they will go ahead and slow it down on the replay. But to me, Jim, the ball had just left the hand, and very similar to the UConn-Cincinnati game day. How about that? The Rockets going to play for a state
title. Unbelievable. John, you down there in the middle of anything?
I am, Jim. What a shot. I got it on film. We're set to go. Carson, tell me about that shot.
Well, I work on them a lot during practice. I just kind of throw them up, and I used to shoot left-handed, so I just threw it up left-handed and hoping it went in, and fortunately it did.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Oh, my goodness.
Unbelievable.
Have you ever seen anything like it?
No. I'll get Coach Whiteman here when he finishes up with TV. We'll talk to him as well, but what a unbelievable. I'm sure glad I saw somebody with their phone down here putting it to video, and I went, oh, yeah, I'll put mine on video. You never know, and by gosh, Jim, I got it.
Well,
you just got to show me how to put it on Twitter. I can't figure out how to put it on Twitter.
I'm just glad you know what Twitter is.
Well, and the angle from our vantage point when Carson let that ball go, I'm like, that thing's going in. It was cut enough distance because it was right on the money, and it got there. You know, it was just beyond half court as it goes in, and the Rockets win a March Madness miracle. We talked about it from center circle as Frakes again. It did look like the Rockets were going to get a shot off as the loose ball was picked up by Frakes after Whiteman was knocked down on the dribble and was able to get it to Frakes. And Frakes just threw the ball, and it went in, and the Rockets win it 45-43 is the final. And we'll play for a state title tomorrow night against the Spartans of St. Joe Ogden, who won 60-48 tonight. over.
I got
the
it.
Brief
I got
center.
It. I got
right,
a coach
go ahead,
here.
John.
Coach, this ball club all year long in the fourth quarter has hung in there and hung in there, and tonight the gods were with you on that shot, and teams that is a preparation or luck is preparation meeting opportunity.
I've said this year we played a lot of close games and we had to grind it out, and that literally is the craziest thing I've seen. And I mean, I know there's been fantastic finishes before, but I haven't been a part of them as a player or a coach. And to go to have that happen and go to the state championship game, there's no words for it.
Coach, it looked like you were going to pull the upset here, and then McKenzie hits those two deep threes, and I'm sorry, he's got the ugliest shot I've ever seen. No rotation, nothing, and he hits them. And after those shots both went in, are you sitting there going, well, you know, we've battled hard, but maybe this isn't our night?
I just, when we get to the end of games, usually when we make free throws, we close it out, and we miss some free throws there. But, I mean, that kid hit two tough threes. I mean, off balance, and he had two tough threes, and we were allowing that point guard to get in there and drive. And my mind's scrambled right now. I don't even know what to say. This is crazy.
What was the biggest difference for the Rockets between the first half and the second half?
I think we stopped turning the ball over as much, and I think we had some guys step up offensively, not play as scared as they did in the first half.
All right, Coach, listen, I know you got to go. Thanks a lot. Congratulations. All right, there he goes. That's Coach Whiteman.
All right. Thank you very much, John Hoshite. If you have anybody else down there or if you want to send them over this vantage point, any of the kids, I don't care. You can send Martins or one of those kids, or try to send McManus over here or anybody. Just send them down this way. 45-43. Folks, I said, how about a March Madness miracle? We got that tonight, man. We got a March Madness miracle in downtown Peoria.